we get started with Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, let me remind you about Anatomy of the Ear coming up on WRCT November 14th through the 16th. Get ready for Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. My set will be Saturday at noon for Hot Fiddles. Yeah, man. So tune in to Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, November 14th to the 16th, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Password manager to help you along.
Learn how to use strong passwords at cisa.gov/secure-our-world.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody,
and welcome to another wild and untamed episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. I am Amanda Richard, and we've got a crazy 2 hours lined up for you. The first hour is going to feature artists from Pittsburgh, and I think you'll enjoy the preview of an upcoming concert, November 22nd at UU Song Space. It'll take up most of the hour, but before we get there, here comes one liquored up song from Pittsburgh's own Ann Feeney.
Together we go roaming through the mountains of Kilkenny.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
The following is a public service announcement. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist.
When first I moved to Pittsburgh, unfamiliar with this town, I bought myself a city map to learn my way around. A lot of good it did me, though, and it soon became quite clear. The guys who made that map have never driven around here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. I'd been here just a week or two when I received a call from a new friend. I'd agreed to drive down to the local mall. When I asked her for directions to her house, she said to me, "It's easy, hon, you turn right where the old hills used to be. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here." Hills was a department store, or where it had been. One day I stopped in Aspinwall for reasons I forget. To get back on the highway, going south would be no sweat. Wrong. At last a sign for 28, but what I didn't see was the arrow for the turn I missed, well hidden by a tree. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, here's a few things that I've learned since I moved to Pittsburgh. I know that Brady's Bridge won't take you to the south side from downtown. There's five roads here named Washington. South Heights is north of town. They say that Mars is close to here. The green belt sometimes blue. And now I know that 7th Street ends at 6th Avenue. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. So if you're trying to get from Rosslyn Farms to Moon or Beaver Falls, Fort Pitt Tubes to Carson Street, McMurray to Munn Hall. If you try and use a Veterans Bridge to get to a Steelers game, take it from one who's been around and around and around and around. The story's still the same. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
Oh, the pony doesn't know you like the pony knows his role. Every pony falls in love with his handler. And the ivy doesn't climb towards the sun or the shade of the pine. Every vine grows at whim like a rambler. Where we are standing, press both. guided me to this porch where we are standing. Press both hands into the door. We'll walk across that wooden floor. Fold a granite quilt and lay down where we were planted.
As I mentioned to you at the top of the show, for the first hour of today's program is going to be filled with singers and songwriters from Pittsburgh. And even if you aren't listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast in the Pittsburgh area, please do what you can to support live music wherever it is that you are listening. In the background right now, we're listening to Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers play a traditional tune, Granny Willie Dogbite, from their 2022 record, Neighbors in the Cloudland. And the set began with the late Ann Feeney doing our One Liquored Up song, Whiskey in the Jar, from her 2010 album, Enchanted Way. And then next you heard Annie Trimble leading Bertha and the Bells in her original song about her mystification about how the roads work in Pittsburgh when she first moved here. You can't get there from here. That's from Bertha and the Bells' 2024 record. Then you heard from Old Whitetail. And man, Alexis did a great job with that song, Quilt. And that's from her album, Old Whitetail, that came out in 2022. Well, coming up next is going to be a preview of the show coming up at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church on Morewood Avenue. And that'll be on Saturday, November 22nd. And we've got a preview of that coming your way if I push the right buttons. You've been listening to Ty Cherosky and Christopher Mark Jones rehearse City Lights, a song that Ty wrote, she said, what, when you were 15?
Yes, when I was 15.
And the reason we're visiting with Christopher and Ty is that they and four other songwriters will be appearing at UU Song Space on the Feast of St. Cecilia, November 22nd. Song Space happens at the First Unitarian Church. They're on Morewood Avenue. Christopher.
Yes.
You, I think, are sort of the ringleader of this project. What the heck is going to happen here?
Well, what's going to happen? We started off with kind of a mission statement, right, which was to write some new songs about Pittsburgh. That's the easy version of it. And we have accomplished that. There's actually a dozen songs that will be performed that have not been performed previously. And then there are some you don't want to call them chestnuts, but things that were in the repertoire of one or other of the members, which will appear. And then there are three cover songs, which are have a very high entertainment value.
And again, this everybody who's involved is part of something that's called
the Three Rivers Song Collective.
It's a great name, isn't it? Very, very apt.
One of the things I have liked so much about Pittsburgh since I moved here about 8 years ago is just seeing the amount of support there is and the number of groups of songwriters that get together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love being here. I love being part of it. As someone who has historically been a solo artist who doesn't play a lot with other people, it's one of the things that I find thrilling to be able to, you know, be in community with other songwriters and have them show me a little bit of their world and their work and how they look at the world is really wonderful.
I think one of the best things we can do to help preview the Three Rivers Song Collective's visit to Songspace is to go ahead and play a full track here. Ty, we're going to go ahead and play your track, which I believe is City Lights.
It is City Lights. Are we playing the track or are we playing the song?
We're doing it live.
You're going to do it live? Oh, my heavens.
This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. And since I was a rather late addition to the songwriting group, I was like, Chris asked me if I would be able to write two songs under such pressure. And I was like, no, but I wrote this one that was a love letter to Pittsburgh 15 years ago when I was 15, and I released it when I was 18. Can I sing that one? And Christopher was like, of course you may. Let's hear it. And I think you said apt. You said it was apt.
It was apt. And then, of course,
I did write
a brand new song also. So we're going to do City Lights, right?
Yeah, let's try it.
Yeah.
really, really like that song.
Thank you.
That was Ty Cherosky singing City Lights. Christopher, Ty is the only person I know in Pittsburgh who's got a silent V in her last name.
There probably are others. Just a guess.
They're just not public facing.
That's right.
So what's going to be fun is this concert at Songspace is going to feature six of you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I suspect, based on the fact I've walked in here and found the two of you rehearsing this song, mm-hmm. that there's going to be some cross-pollination going on.
There will be significant cross-pollination going on.
I would venture even to say that the entire performance is all cross-pollinated.
So some of us will be intruding on Bertha's territory, mm-hmm. Which is to say, I'll be playing some bass. Liz McBride will be playing some bass. Mm-hmm. Many, including Ty. I'm still trying to get Ty to play maybe some rhythm muke on another song or two. But Guy Russo is a wonderful piano player as well mm-hmm. as a great guitar player.
And like a fabulous harmonist. Like
absolutely.
His voice is incredible.
Yeah. And of course, Brad Yoder, you know, plays everything but the kitchen sink. And we'll be using all of it. And
I heard he's bringing his kitchen sink.
He is. He's got a custom pair of mallets and he just whacks the sink and it's... No. Actually, there's the drum kit that Ben Shannon will be playing. He's a natural drummer and won't be hitting them very hard because this is an acoustic event.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yes, cross-pollination all over the place.
We've been dropping the names of the folks who'll be appearing as part of the Three Rivers Song Collective's appearance at Songspace at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 22nd, 2025. At the First Unitarian Church there on Moorwood Avenue. But let's go ahead and tell everybody the people will be performing Ty Cherosky, Christopher Mark Jones, and...
Ben Shannon, and Liz McBride, and Guy Russo, and I think that's where at six. Oh, Brad Yoder. We already mentioned Brad Yoder, but never hurts to mention him twice. Yes.
Brad is the musical guest who's appeared on A Whiskey Before Breakfast most often.
Well, Brad, as we all know, besides being a marvelous and incredibly prolific songwriter, hosts performers from around the country and occasionally from outside the country at his home and is... doing hosting songwriters at Hazel Grove Brewing now, too, mm-hmm. and has been involved in all sorts of things. He and I have previously done group shows before, and I don't know how he keeps up the schedule, to be honest, but...
Well, since we're talking about Brad Yoder, he's not with us today, but we have a track from him. This is one of the ones he'll be doing at the show. It's called Two Cities, and I think it'll... could apply to many an urban area with the different status depending on what color you happen to be. Lord knows it was true in St. Louis when I grew up.
Yeah.
So here's Brad Yoder with Two Cities.
Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors. Beneath there's still a rift. Order lunch down at the Five and Dime. It's handed to you in a paper bag. You paid the same, but you can't stay. You could watch the film from way up there. Second balcony through a separate door up a separate stairs. We want your money, not your company. Two cities in this town, different paths for different colors. hire some blacks. Besides the cleaning and the maintenance staff, a high school girl to mind the candy counter. $30 a week for 20 hours, but the clientele she touched what they had paid for, so they had to move her to the back. Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors, though the service shifts beneath their still a rift. Straight A kids told you're not college stuff. You can't take French or Latin, what's the point? The girls could type, the boys could learn a trade. If you went to college anyway, they sued the park to integrate the pool. But before a single brown foot even splashed, they filled it with cement, made it permanent. That'll teach them better not to ask. Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors, though the surface shifts beneath their still a rift. Two cities in this town, different paths for different colors, arteries and veins flowing through the same limb.
And you just heard Brad Yoder doing his new song, Two Cities, which will be one of the songs you'll hear at the Three Rivers Song Collective show at Songspace on Saturday, November 22nd.
Now, Brad Yoder, for that one, talked to a bunch of Pittsburghers,
yeah,
lifetime Pittsburghers, and asked them to tell him things that were related to that Two Cities theme, and came up with some very rich material, as our listeners have just heard.
So, Christopher, what song do you want to do?
I think I will do The Steelworker's Daughter, which is a song, and it's sort of, it's very interesting the way these songwriters created songs. For example, I mean, Ty and her new song was inspired by a rotting deer carcass on Route 28, for example.
I can tell more. I can tell the story.
But this particular song that I'm going to do for you, The Steelworker's Daughter, came out, I mean, I actually did academic research. I went back and read From This Furnace, I think is the title, another alternative history of Pittsburgh. I read a book on unions in the steel industry during the heyday of steel at Pittsburgh. This particular one, I tried to integrate some actual history and a family dynamic. In other words, what did it mean to be a child in a steelworker's home, in a steelworker's life? So it's written from the point of view of the steelworker's daughter, thus the title. And it weaves in important events in Pittsburgh history. Daddy gets up each morning, he takes the incline down, walks along East Carson, get himself cross town. He works at Jones and Laughlin, 12 hours stars every day, tipping up the bessemers till the daylight fades away. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. That it hurt to the honky grapevine that the Pittsburgh mills would hire, so he crossed the deep blue sea alone to work in the smoke and fire. House on the south side, high up on the slopes, and sent for me and mama to share his prayers and hopes. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. Daddy kept on working while his baby girl grew tall. We lived on almost nothing, but it's better than nothing at all. Small talk turned to rumbles, then to thunder that we all heard. We knew the strike was coming when the union said the word. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. It's hard to be a father. That morning, he heard the shots ring out. He ran down to Homestead Steel, could hear the strikers shout. Some union beat back the Pinkertons, but the governor sent in the guard. They broke the union, left the scabs in the yard. Now he knows steel, but he's not working. Bar and Grill, but he's not free. He knows steel, and now I'm working down at Buddy's Bar and Grill. Now he knows me. He knows steel, and now I'm working down at Buddy's Bar and Grill. And finally he knows me.
Christopher Mark Jones with A Steelworker's Daughter. That was nice.
Thank you.
So, another artist who's going to be coming with you to the Three Rivers Song Collective concert at Songspace at First Unitarian on Saturday, November 22nd, is Guy Russo. Is he someone I should call when I have to piano out of tune?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You'll be on a waiting list, but...
Yeah. You'll have to go to the app, but Guy Russo is one of the best piano technicians in the city, including making sure my Yamaha upright stays in good shape. Not only knows how to, I mean, he has perfect pitch, which doesn't hurt when you're a piano tuner, but he also has all the technical ability and plays like a dream in a variety of styles, and will be heard on many of the songs we'll be performing at the Songspace concert. So,
well, we've got a preview track of one of his songs. What song is that?
Another Home.
Another Home.
Another Home. Yes, which he co-wrote the lyrics with his wife Kristen, and it talks about North Side life and experience and raising kids and all that kind of stuff in a very poetic way, as you will hear.
Here's Guy Russo with Another Home. Heard Guy Russo play Another Home. He'll be one of the artists performing at the Three Rivers Song Collective concert on Saturday, November 22nd at UU Song Space, which is hosted at the First Unitarian Church there on Moorwood Avenue. I mentioned that's the Feast of St. Cecilia because she's the patron saint of...
and musicians.
Yeah. Now, another artist that I've featured before, and she was scheduled to join us here today, but she couldn't, is Liz McBride. And I think of Liz McBride having this very friendly and homey kind of voice, very conversational in the way she sings, in my opinion.
I don't disagree, I think, but Liz is one of my all-time favorite Pittsburgh-based, I'm going to say, because I know she's not originally from Pittsburgh, but she is one of my favorite Pittsburgh songwriters. I agree on the conversational tone, but it's there's like a steadiness to yes. her voice that I find incredibly soothing and wonderful.
She and I had some contacts, and when I proposed this project to her, she jumped into it with both feet, and before we even had a chance to say boo, she had three new songs, which are really unique in their own way, all inspired by where we live, but various aspects of Pittsburgh life and history.
I've heard Liz sing songs about working at a Dairy Queen when she was a kid and mm-hmm. just all sorts of things. What's happening in her song, Ghost Bomber?
Well, now that one is, you know, this is an example of, you know, Liz's process is that she ran across this, I guess you would call it an urban myth, mm-hmm. Because nobody knows, but there is this notion that a military aircraft came along, crashed into the Mon, disappeared with all hands, and is allegedly still down there somewhere. So she took that and sort of made it, wrote the actual event, and then the kind of after effect of people saying, yeah, it's down there somewhere and we don't really know where, but it's, so that's the ghost part of it, because it's the one thing if the FAA pulled it out of the water and did a, you know, an accident report and all that kind of stuff, but none of that happened and we don't really even know if the crash happened, but it's a great song in the meantime.
All right, folks, here comes Liz McBride's Ghost Bomber.
Could I know if you're
was Liz McBride's Ghost Bomber. And Christopher, I think you were playing bass on that version.
I was. Yeah.
And Ben Shannon was playing the drums.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we've got one more song to let people hear. It's from Ben Shannon, who will also be part of the show.
Ben, Kai, you can speak a little bit to, you know, your impression of hearing Ben sing in the flesh and so forth.
Ben and I had actually not met before rehearsals in person. So we both knew that we were in the group. We both had attended separate rehearsals, but had not actually had the schedules collide. And so a couple weeks ago in studio at rehearsal, I hear him play one of the songs that he'll be playing, which is called Little Bear. And I think I played it cool, but it was so beautiful. And I definitely was like, if I don't keep control of myself, I will cry. It was really moving. And the way that he plays is so like gentle and really cognizant. And I have a whole new wealth of respect for him after listening to his music live and in person.
Well, Ben was the first person I talked to this project about because we have collaborated. We programmed a whole songwriter showcase series at Sunburst School of Music, where you...
That's where you and I first met in person.
We met in the flesh, so to speak, and when you were attending several of those concerts. And that ran for almost 4 years, so... And I wanted to get his feedback on it. And Ben has a huge body of work, mm-hmm. some of which is recorded and very successfully. And he has contributed one new song, which we will be starting the show with, which is Pittsburgh Does Not Exist. So we can start there and move forward. And the one we're going to be hearing today is the Map Song, which is really a really nice song as well, but which we kind of rescued from his repertoire because it fit mm-hmm. our current project.
Here comes Ben Shannon's The Map Song.
To the hungry shoplifters and the tired double shifters, to the rough sleeping drifters needing safety tonight. If the law's got you down, like your life ain't worth anything, like you're breaking and entering just for daring to be alive. Up the hill by the place where they lock the Allegheny, above a wild sanctuary for the one. There's a barn house with a white door and a green light to take you home. To the law-dodging mothers, the cast-outs and the others, to the canceled and the smothered needing safety tonight. If the law's got you down, like your life ain't worth anything, like you're breaking and entering just for daring to be alive. Up the hill by the place where they lock the Allegheny, above a wild sanctuary for the one and the many, on the high side of morning where the living stones adjourn. There's a barn with a white door and a green light to take you home. Mm-hmm.
of a wild sanctuary for the wild.
Just heard the Map Song by Ben Shannon, and he is one of the six artists who will be appearing at the Three Rivers Song Collective show at UU Song Space on Saturday, November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. over there at the First Unitarian Church on Moorwood Avenue. And Ty Taroski and Christopher Mark Jones, Liz McBride, Gary Russo, and Brad Yoder are the other artists who will be there. Christopher, is there going to be a recorded project coming out of you all getting together?
We have the firm intention of doing that, and we have started down that road, and you had heard some of the things which are sort of partial versions of what we intend to do. We have had some rehearsals when we're all present, and it's a very full sound when we have two or three of our singers going, a piano, we can do sax solos or glockenspiel solos or guitar solos, full rhythm section and so forth. So we hope to be able to do that. Now the fact that there are six of us who also have lives to live makes it a complex process, so timelines may be an issue, but we have that intention, yes.
Thank you so much, Christopher Mark Jones and Ty Taroski. Remember, Saturday, November 22nd, the Three Rivers Song Collective will be presenting their songs about Pittsburgh at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church on Moorwood Avenue. Thanks again.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for having us.
I hope you enjoyed that preview of the Three Rivers Song Collective show that will be coming up on November 22nd at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church on Moorwood Avenue in Pittsburgh. And remember, folks, if you're not listening to this program in Pittsburgh, do what you can to support live music wherever you are. And in the background, while we're getting ready for the mid-show station break, you're listening to Alex Malashenko, another Pittsburgh artist, play Flight of the Broken Sparrow from his new release, Instrumental Guitar Recital. I'm glad he's finally released it. Okay, stick around because we've got more great music coming right after the station break. And if my memory serves me right, the second half's going to begin on the Western Swing side of the family. So y'all stick around.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR at WRCT.